Tonight is Christmas Eve in Orthodox Christian parishes across Alaska. Orthodox faithful will go from house to house on foot, in cars, or even on snow machines, singing carols and sharing food behind a shiny, spinning pinwheel, which represents the Star of Bethlehem. Although most Orthodox Christian traditions were brought intentionally to Alaska by the Russians during the colonial era, the spinning star was not one of them. The Reverend Michael Oleska is the parish priest at Sitka and a leading historian of Orthodox Christianity in the state. He explains why the tradition in Alaska remains a mystery.
Starring began in what was at that time the Austro-Hungarian Empire, not Russia at all, where the Orthodox Church was forbidden. Catholicism was allowed, but not Orthodoxy. So the peasants in those mountains developed a series of folk customs, including following a star, a pinwheel-shaped device, usually just mounted on a stationary pole or stick and carried from house to house. And like the Magi following the star to Bethlehem, the carolers followed the star. In one county, and as far as I know, just one, in western Ukraine, the region around the city of Ternopil, they spin the stars. So somehow that tradition, not just the singing and following the star, but the spinning of the star, leapt from western Ukraine to Alaska 100 or 150 years ago. We don't know how they did that, because in between the Carpathian Mountains in western Ukraine and northern Slovakia, eastern Romania, between there and here, no one would have heard anything about starring. It would be unknown in Moscow or St. Petersburg. Maybe Kiev, because it's the capital of Ukraine. The Ukrainians have adopted it as a national custom, but 12 time zones away and nothing in between. How did starring come to Alaska? Who brought it here? And the answer to that is, we have no idea.
Father Michael Oleska is the rector of St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral in Sitka. Tomorrow is Christmas Day in Orthodoxy, which follows the Julian calendar.